Surundusdoktor aitab.
The case study sounds like that. We want to change the culture of aprons by producing handmade aprons. The aprons are designed here, 100% cotton, and we use designer fabrics. We want to produce aprons that are more than aprons, that are different, detailed, and in addition to practical usefulness, evoking also emotions. The process to produce the apron, it's not cheap, and it will cost around 25 to 50 euros. I do understand it's a kind of retail price. We plan to sell the aprons in an e-store at the beginning, and the main question is how to launch the product in the most efficient way so that most people make notice of us. We don't have big budgets. Is there anything we have not thought about but what we should do? And also that we should take a look so our listeners will put the pictures on our Facebook page. So take a look so you can understand what we mean when we talk about this very special type of aprons. So what are your suggestions?
I mean, of course, aprons are used in kitchens, so maybe you know, have to sort of think about how you would position this brand. Who would you actually sell it to? I mean, who are the main audience of that you want to sell this apron brand to? There's no name on the apron. I mean, what's the brand that we're selling here? I think that's one of the questions. What I would do, I would look at, you know, brands like, I don't know if you know another brand called Fat Cloth, which is a online store for pocket squares.
You know, for what?
Pocket squares, that you put in the pocket of your suit, you know, the sort of a, that you can...
Oh, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now I understand. Okay. Yeah.
So what they tapped into was that you know, there was a trend on you know, gentlemen having pocket squares in their you know, in their coats, and they actually made it a little bit better. It's actually made out of something that you can, you know, dry your glasses with, or you know. Mm-hmm. On top of you know, drying sweat from your forehead and so on, and how they did it, I think, was seeding. So they sent a ton of pocket squares, you know, that cost about the same per piece. To people that you know, they knew that their target audience would, you know, be looking at.
The gentlemen's received it, yes?
Yeah, I mean, people that are, you know, working on TV, you know, as hosts and so on. So they, you know, small by little by little, people would start seeing the pocket squares everywhere, and at the same time, you know, heavy on the Facebook and heavy on the email side of things. So, but I think it's this apron needs to have an identity that you know, talks to the audience that you know, would be willing to buy these aprons, and then, you know, start from there, start seeding. These aprons to the people that would actually wear them in, for example, TV or in magazines and so on. So where PR is also one thing that you know, I would look at.
Yes, to continue from here, of course, the same thoughts are in my mind, and I'm not sure. I haven't I haven't digged too deep to understand, is this something unique in the world, what they are doing, or is just a simple change in design here in Estonia, and then this makes a big difference. If there is some new trends in, what we can say, the new fashion trend, that you don't go to your nightclub anymore with a whatever dress, but you take this one here, for example, then why not to start it? But they have to make sure it's really unique, and they have to put there some more and more differentiation to differentiate this product. But of course I agree that they have to take well-known celebrities and try to put their new dresses upon them. Actually, one thought I was thinking about, that nowadays those celebrities and we don't, as a woman, we don't like to show ourselves in our kitchen dresses, I would say, because we are not in the best, we don't look the best when we are working hard in the kitchen. So they have a big potential to change it. So if people are really not only starting to make photos of or selfies about themselves, but they and of their food, you know, that the most common thing that people share is a food in a restaurant that they actually photo and share to others. So if there will be also the part of the dress in what they make the food, and it will be a nice thing to add. So I think it would be a new good fashion trend.
I think one of the ways to maybe promote this would be to pick a couple of trendy restaurants where you could actually make the waiters and the personnel, or maybe make is a big word, but maybe do a cooperation with the restaurant that could actually the people in there would start wearing these as a uniform in their. Maybe, I don't know, it's a bit hard to say, but definitely I think there's something there, what you said, making the cooking woman
making the cooking woman to be a sex bomb.
You said it.
In a new trendy.
You said it, Raul.
I said it.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say that for the first, when I looked at the pictures, for me it was even difficult to understand, is it an apron or is it the kind of a dress that is open from behind?
Actually,
it's only a question of the material, actually.
Yeah, probably of the design and of the moment when you put it on, because this type of dress, it seemed to be too beautiful to be worn in a kitchen, but you want to have an additional apron on April to protect this one. So this was my first thought. So I'm a bit worried about the category here, because if you position a dress as an apron, then probably people will see that it's not worth buying. If you put it, if it's too kind of dressy, it probably should be more like an apron if you really want to sell aprons. So I think that the mix here maybe is not, makes it maybe a bit more challenging to sell, maybe what they say. But the other comment was very interesting that I wanted to tell, that one of our technicians here in the studio who saw the picture was telling us that she wants to buy a dress immediately. And when we asked why, and the reason was that she has tableware that has the same pattern
on,
the cherry pictures on. So maybe there is even a question or an opportunity to try to sell the aprons together with the tableware in a completely different channels compared to the usual one, because this is the moment when you think that how you're perfectly dressed when you want to serve the tea or coffee or whatever things you are serving. So it's maybe not so much even to wear in the kitchen when you actually make the food, but the apron you wear for serving the food and then getting the wow with the kind of the right outfit and the right tableware. So maybe there is even something different in that you should take a look. But thank you a lot for these suggestions. Dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. And meanwhile, please be so kind and send us interesting cases. You know that we love to discuss and find new angles to your cases.